Okay, I'd like to share with you the Yeshivish Torah on Lav Shein by Maisa. Most Yesaidis and Shas have a traditional Ikar Shtikl Torah. A Lav Shein by Maisa, as you know, is a Lav that one is over without doing anything. An example that comes to mind is only Chametz on Pesach. Someone does not destroy his chametz before Pesach. Comes Pesach, he owns chametz. It's a lav shein by maisa, lav shein by maisa. You don't get malchus for bal yirah, bal yimatze. In Tosfos Dibra Maskel Ha, Tosfos brings a machloikis regarding mekayim klayim. It's a line and a half in Tosfos. Tosfos says kosher, Rabbi Kiva Omar, ha mekayim klayim laika. It's a halacha is that if you have klayim in a vineyard, Mekayim Klayim, he didn't plant it. He just makes it remain. Mekayim Klayim, he makes it stay, he gets Malkus. So what does it mean he makes it stay? So the Aruch says, he sees it and he doesn't do anything about it. That's Tosfos brings from the Aruch. So Tosfos says, that's not a Maisa. What was the Aruch talking about? You get Malkus because you see Klayim, you don't do anything about it, that's not a Maisa. So Tosfos says that it means he builds a fence to protect it. He did a ma'isa. So every machloikis, the Aruch and Tosfos, the Aruch seems strange to us. What kind of lav sheyesh by ma'isa is it if you just see it and don't do anything about it? So to explain this, I'd like to touch on the aside of lav sheyesh by ma'isa doesn't get malchus. Question is what the lumdis is of this aside. The Torah says a lav only gets malchus with a ma'isa, not without a ma'isa. Why? One way to learn is, well, an aveira with a ma'isa is worse than an aveira without a ma'isa. After all, if you do an aveira physically, b'kum va'aseh, it's much more worse. It's much worse than if you do an aveira b'shev al taseh. So it's possible to understand that lav she'ein by ma'isa doesn't get malchus because it's more kal. The way we would phrase it is that the malchus is the siba, the ma'isa is the siba for the malchus. In other words, Torah says you get malchus only if you do a ma'isa. If you do a ma'isa, that's a siba, a reason, a cause that you get malchus. If you don't do a ma'isa, you're missing the siba, you're missing the cause. And since you're missing the cause, therefore you don't get malchus. That's a simple enough way to learn that the ma'isa is the siba, the cause that gives you malchus. There's another way to learn. One can learn, how do you know a lav shein b'ma'isa doesn't get malchus? So we say, because you need dumya de lav de chasima. It says, loy sachsim shar b'dishai. The aveira of muzzling an animal while it works is next to the parsha of Malchus. So we say, Lysasim Shar B'dishai is a Maisa. So anything with a Maisa gets Malchus. Could be that's just a simin, meaning to say, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, for whatever plan, had a list of Averis that you do get Malchus, a list of Averis you don't get Malchus. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, why don't we make the Jews memorize which ones get malchus, which ones don't? I'll give them a simon. Happens to be that the ones that don't have a ma'isa are the ones that don't get malchus. And the ones that do have a ma'isa are the ones that do get malchus. So I'll give Klal Yisrael a rule, a way to remember. The way to remember is, any lav that has no ma'isa doesn't get malchus. Any lav that has a ma'isa gets malchus. It's not that the ma'isa is the reason, is the siba. A simon is just a way to know which aveiros get malchus. What's a nafkamina if it's a simon or a siba? Nafkamina is this. Let's say I can think of an aveira which I could do either with a ma'isa or without a ma'isa. I'll come up with an aveira that a person could do two ways. Let's say shaving payas. There are two ways. A person could take a shaving machine and shave his payas. Or a person could sit and let someone else do it. We learn out of a pasuk that even the nikif is over the aveira. You could do it with a ma'aseh, you could do it without a ma'aseh. If you learn the ma'aseh, the simin, so then you can take an aveira, cut it in half, say, when you do it with a ma'aseh, you get malchus. When you do it without a ma'aseh, you don't get malchus. That's if it's a siba, if it's a cause. If the ma'aseh is a cause, if you do it with a ma'aseh, you get malchus.
Is that such a good example? Because even if you're sitting in a barber chair, you're still moving, you're still staying,
The Gemara talks about Misayaya, you're helping him. Not a good example. I'll give you a better example. I'll give you the Rambam's example. The Rambam says, and I'll explain the Nafkamina. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, I mentioned a minute ago, Bal Yira, Bal Yimotza is not a Maisa. A person owns Chametz, doesn't destroy it. No Maisa, no Malkus. Everyone agrees. It's like the Rambam. What happens if you have a Jew who goes into a store on Pesach and buys chametz? Now he did Bal Yirah with a Maisa, even though Bal Yirah is usually without a Maisa. Better example. Right? Bal Yirah is usually without a Maisa. You owned it before, you own it now. No Malkus. Zakta Rambam, Hakayna chametz bePesach is like it. If you go buy it, you do get Malkus. That means the Rambam Shita is that you could cut it in half, you could divide an Aveira, and you could say, the same Aveira, same Bayra, Bayra Matzah, you do it without a Maisa, no Malkus, do it with a Maisa, you do get Malkus. That means the Maisa, that means that the Malkus, the Maisa is a Siba for the Malkus. See, by Bris is different, there's no Lav. So this rule is only a Lav Shein by Maisa, it doesn't apply to Mr. Sasei, which doesn't get Malkus anyway. Okay. So this is the Rambam sheet. The Rambam holds it's a Siba, the same Aveira you could cut in half. The Magid Mishnah argues. The Magid Mishnah, which is brought here in Darach Laner on the Daf, the Magid Mishnah says, and what it sounds like from his words, is he says, if you could do it with a Maisa, then even if you over the Aveira without a Maisa, you still get Malkus. In other words, you take the Aveira and you label it. It's an Aveira that always is without a Maisa, no Malkus. If this Aveira could come two ways, it could come with a Maisa, without a Maisa, then you always get Malkus. Doesn't matter if you do the Maisa or not. It's only a simin. God made his lists, and anything with a Maisa is on the Malkus list. And the mail of that lav gets Malkus. Says the Aruch Laner, that's the machlokes, the Aruch and Taisus here in our sugya. Hamakayim klayim loikav. Now, the Aveira of klayim is typically with a Maisa. What's klayim? You plant other seeds in a vineyard. Typically, it's with a Maisa. Hamakayim klayim loikav. So the Aruch Laner said, that the Aruch said, if you just walk by the Klayim, and you see it there, and you leave it, a person gets Malkus. So Tosfos says, what do you mean? There's no Maisa. So the Aruch Laner, no, the Aruch holds like the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah says, Lav Shein B'Maisa is just a simin. It's a list. Klayim is an Aveira which is usually done with a Maisa. So it's on the Malkus list. So even if you do it without a Maisa, you still get Malkus. It doesn't depend if you did it. It depends on the Shem of the Aveira. Masha'en Kain, the Tosfos who argues with the Aruch, Tosfos says, no, you have to do a Maisa that time. Because Tosfos holds, it depends if you did a Maisa this time. The Maisa is the Siba for the Malkus. And that's why you get Malkus. That's the rule of the Magid Mishnah, the rule of the Rambam, which is the Machlokes Aruch and Tosfos. I, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh. What does the Magid Mishnah do? So the way the Aruch and there explains, you have to know which list it's on. Usually, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh is without a Maisa. So it's on the non-Maisa list, no Malkus. Magid Mishnah will hold, even if you do a Maisa, even if you buy it, you still don't get Malkus. Because it's typically without a Maisa, it's on that list. Now, There's an interesting machlokes regarding its sugya called Ksiva Kedibur Dami. The story is even more interesting than the machlokes. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, when he was 11 years old, left his parents' home. Rabbi Kiva Eiger's last name was Gins. Eiger was not his last name. He went as a young boy. He was they saw in him his potential. They sent him to his uncle, Reb Wolf Eiger. That's why he became known. If you look in the tshuvas, he signs his name Akiva Gins, but he became known as Akiva Eiger. He lived by Reb Wolf Eiger. Reb Wolf Eiger had a yeshiva. Rabbi Kiva Eiger got married. I believe he was 17. He went to the chasna. The chasna was in the Kala city, not where Reb Wolf Eiger was, not in the yeshiva. And they didn't go. They didn't rent a bus and go in those days. You know, you went, goodbye, you know. In the Tshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eiger, Tshuva Chof Tes, he prints a letter he got from his uncle, Reb Wolf Eiger. He writes, "The night that you got married, wherever you got married, we made a suda in your honor in the yeshiva." Now, what the inyan of the suda is, I have no idea. The chosin's not there. The kala's not there. Everybody else is there. You know, I don't know. Nowadays, you'd say people just want an excuse for a fair party of some sort. But there must be some inyan. Reb Wolf Eiger says he made a suda. In Eretz Yisrael, when their friends get married here, they call it the Rabbi Kiva Eiger suda. They go, I don't know if Reb Wolf Eiger had shwama, but they have a suda. And why did he write a tshuva about it? He writes to his nephew, to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that I want to write my speech that I gave. I gave a speech, you missed it. I want to tell you the speech. So the first paragraph of the speech is he wishes him well. Then, imagine today, someone gets up at a Eifruf and gives a speech. He gave a speech on the Shaila. During Svira, if you write on a piece of paper, Hayayim, whatever, Shemayna Yamim La'aymer, are you Yaisa Svira? In other words, is Ksiva Kedibur Dami? Is writing like speech? When you write, is that considered speaking in the eyes of halacha? He talks about a neder. A neder has to be adam ki yafli linda neder. It has to be expressed. What happens if you write a neder or a shvua? Does that count as a neder or a shvua? They even go into the discussion, if you write kriyashma, could you learn kriyashma by writing it? By writing kriyashma. Truth is that a number of years ago, I had somebody call me with a shayla. He had problems with his vocal cords that required surgery. And there was some refuah which came from Russia, Russian doctors, where you just don't speak for a while. And afterwards, it hopefully, whatever the polyp is, it resolves itself. So he called me, you know, I have to not speak myself. So what do I do with Kriya Shema? What do I do with Ashi Yotzar? Now, some things you can have someone be might to you. But it doesn't always work out. So we went through the different nidainim of what to do. I once mentioned this in a Navi Shirk, this refuah of not speaking. Someone asked for the doctor's number. He wanted to give it to his wife as a refuah. But what has it got to do with us? Now I have to tell you, Reb Wolf Eiger held Ksiva Lav Kedibur Dami, that's Tshuva Chof Tes. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, it's amazing when you read the Tshuva, he was 17 years old, writes back with in deference with COVID. He disagrees. That's Tshuva Lamed. Then Lamed Aleph is Reb Wolf Eiger back. Lamed Beis is Chavtes Lamed Beis. Our letters back and forth. Any descendant of Rabbi Kiva Eiger has a Tshuva on it. Reb Shlomo Eiger has a Tshuva on it. And the Ksav Sefer was a descendant. Sam Sefer. This is like a Shas Sugya. Ksiva Kedibur Dami. What has it got to do with this Sugya? The Aruch HaNer is Ma'irir, and he says he found the Shaila in Noda B'Yehuda. The Gemara in our sugya calls Maitzi Shemra a lav she'im by Maisa. It calls it a lav she'im by Maisa. What's Maitzi Shemra? You go to Beis Din and someone says about his wife that she was Mizana. That's Maitzi Shemra. What? Saying this is also okay, but the Gemara says Maitzi Shemra gets Malkis despite the fact it's a lav she'im by Maisa. Maybe Yehuda learns from here a lav she'im by Maisa like in a love. So the Aruch Lener's Ha'ara is the following. If you hold Ksiva Kedibur Dami, like Rabbi Kiva Eiger, assuming you hold Ksiva Kedibur like Rabbi Kiva Eiger, So it could be over Moiti Shemra Biksav. It could be over the Avera by writing it. If it could be over the Avera by writing it, so then it's Shaykh with a Maisa. So why is the Gemara learning from Moiti Shemra? Delav Shemba Maisa, like in a lot of Yehuda, it's Shaykh to do a Biksav. If you hold Siva Lav Kedibra Dami, it's good. You can only be over Bedibor. But if you hold Siva Kedibra Dami, so then it should be a shred from the sugya.
Even Rebbe Yehuda holds that the sin can't be greater than the deeper itself. It can't be greater. You're saying that his chiddush was that writing is considered as if he said it, correct? Okay. But who said that you can have even a bigger power
okay.
than the actual
Makes a little sense. What do you say? So I'll tell you. You're what you say makes sense. I'll tell you why. This is his kasha. Now, his kasha only makes sense, not like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, what's the one thing got to do with the other? According to the Rambam, this is not what it says. According to the Rambam, my kasha doesn't make sense. Lav Shem B'Maisa is a Siba. If you do a Maisa, you get Malkus. If you don't do a Maisa, you don't get Malkus. Yet, Moiti Shemra gets Malkus even without a Maisa. So, Mimela, the Gemara makes sense. The Gemara wants to review the Lord of Samir, Lav Shem B'Maisa, came like it alone. Loita Magid Mishnah, says Loita Magid Mishnah, if it's Shayach with a Maisa, then, if it's Shayach with a Maisa, then you always get Malkus for the Lav. So, like that, it's a good kasha. If it's Shayach with the Maisa, it should be on the list of things that get Malkus. So then the kasha is a good kasha. This Aruch HaNer's kasha on this sheet of the Magid Mishnah. But the way he resolves it, what? So that's the Aruch HaNer says that. It's interesting. Night of Yehuda doesn't say it. Okay, Darach Lener, his chiddush is the point you're saying. Because Pashit, you read the Magid Mishnah, he says, if it's Shayach HaMaisa, you always get Malkus. But Darach Lener, to answer this raya, he says, like you're saying, like I mentioned earlier, we don't figure, is it Shayach HaMaisa of HaMaisa? We go according to the typical Avera. So really, it's a Simen. There are two lists. But it doesn't get on the list because it's Shayach with a Maisa. We go bust to the Iker. The Iker of A, this is Bepeh. Therefore, Ikrai is without a Maisa. And Memela, it's on that list. So Memela comes out good. Silate the Rambam and Silate the Magid Mishnah works out well that you will not get Malkus if you say it by God to say this Bepeh. If you do it writing, it'll be totally vital in the Machlaikis. But otherwise not. So at any rate, this is the Yisai to recap. Three cases we discussed: the case of buying chametz on Pesach, the Aruch and Tosis, the case of Mekayim Klayim, and the case of Moiti Shemra. Cases where it seems at least to be tali in the two ways to learn, because you could do it with a Maisa, without a Maisa, in the way Lav Shei by Maisa works out. Meshkeich, everybody.